You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to the 23rd Psalm. Bless His holy name. The 23rd Psalm, verse 4, the middle part of that verse. The Bible says, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. You know, as we look at this tonight, and as we read it or hear it, He said, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. I'm glad tonight, youngins, that we've got somebody with us. And the Bible says tonight that He'll stick closer than a brother. In other words, He'll be closer than blood kin. Amen. When family can't get to you, guess what? He can. When family can't help you, guess what? He can. When family can't answer the phone, like Brother Eggert said a while ago, guess what? He will. When you need help, praise God, and it seems like nobody wants to listen to you, let me ask, you know who will? He will. Jesus will hear you. He'll hear your pleas, and He'll answer your prayers. And we see here, as God's speaking to our hearts tonight, and He speaks to us, and in the first of this chapter of Psalms 23, verses 1, 2, and 3, we see God moving, we see God loving, we see God caring for His people. That's just what He does tonight. He takes care of me and you. We see God during the good times. Amen. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. Why? Because He's my shepherd. Amen. The shepherd knows what I need. Amen. And if the shepherd knows what you need, praise God, you ain't going to want for nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Amen. He gets you down by those in those quiet places alone where He can talk to you and comfort you and encourage you through this walk of life. Amen. And we see that here in this psalm as the psalmist is trying to tell us. He said, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That is right according to God. Amen. And He's got a path, and that way that he takes us, it's a narrow way. Amen. It's a narrow way that leads to righteousness. He said, for His name's sake. He said, hey, He does it because of Him. He does it for Himself. Amen. If we'll let Him not, He'll lead us in the right path. He'll lead us down the right way. Amen. When we surrender self, when I get rid of me, when I push me back and I let Him be prevalent, and when I decrease, as John said, so that He can increase. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I begin to decrease, praise God, when I realize it ain't all about me, but it's about Him. When I start making Him big, praise God, you know what happens, old Jeff Massey? I begin to get smaller. Amen. And my Savior begins, He gets so big, He gets the running out of me. Amen. And I get the can't help it, and I like it that way. Amen. So we see He's taking care of things. When things are good, when life is good, when it's at its best, when you're on the mountaintop, praise God, when you're having those mountaintop experiences, praise God, He's God in your life, He's God in your heart, He's God all over, praise God, and He's God altogether lovely. In the good times. But there comes a time sometimes when there's bad times. Amen? And there's something that's common to all of us. There's something that we all possess. And it's that shadow that follows us all the days of our lives. There's a shadow that's a following us, trying to overtake us every day. From the time you get up till you go to bed. While you're sleeping, there's a shadow trying to overtake us. Amen. But there's a great big God that loves us and cares for us. He's there with us, praise God, to help us. But as I was saying, there's something each and every one of us possess. There's something all of us hold to, and that's human tragedy. Tragedy is a part of life. Amen. As we see day before yesterday, it was a horrific crash out here by Bojangles, and a man and his wife went out of here into eternity. Just in a thought, in a blink of an eye, they were here and then they're gone. That's what it is. Tragedy is everywhere. In all of us, a common possession, we have these tragedies. If there's not been a tragedy in life, just wait, there's one coming. These tragedies happening all over the world all the time. These accidents that's happening. Amen. And accidents do happen. We're living in a world that's full of accidents. But I want to thank God tonight, praise the Lord, that we're not an accident. Amen. God created us. We're here on purpose. And you're here on purpose tonight because this is where God wanted you to be.
Amen.
Amen. And we're here and we see how life transposes itself and how we begin to see things and how God begins to work in our lives. And we see God trying to manifest Himself into the very innermost fibers of our being so that He could get the glory out of our lives. Amen. But we realize that we all possess the things that's in this world that cause us to have tragedies and accidents and things that come in our life and intervene, amen, in so many different times, in so many different situations. Tragedies, sometimes more than one a day. Sometimes tragic things, we see things and things happen, maybe sometimes two, three, four times a day. Tragedies happen, we hear about them everywhere we turn in the day and hour that we live. Amen. It's just a common practice. So what do you do when you're high on a mountain and you're way up there and things are going good and all of a sudden, the title of my message tonight, when the bottom falls out? What do you do when the bottom falls out? Amen? Have you ever had a bottom falling out experience? It's kind of like being in one of them helium balloons and you're up there in the air and you're going along good and everything looks so pretty and the suns are shining and the trees are green and the birds are chirping and all of a sudden the bottom falls out of that basket. And it seems like you're clinging on to the side of that basket and you're hanging on for dear life. Amen. Waiting for somebody to rescue you. Do you ever get that sensation? Ever feel like you're that person hanging in the basket? Hey, the air's still in the balloon. Amen. Hey, pray that thing's still flying, but praise God, the bottom fell out of the basket. I want to say, praise God, listen, no matter what happens in your life, the air's still in the balloon. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm thinking about the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, the good God of glory, praise the Lord. He's still right where He's always been. Amen. It don't matter what may happen to the bottom of the basket, praise God, when the bottom fell out, glory be to God, God's still on the throne. Amen. He's still there to help. He's still there to give hope. He's a great God of glory. And you know, and what a lot of times we say, well, said, you know, all this has transpired, it's coming about. It must just be God's will. And you know, it's God's will that all these things happen to us, and it's all for the greater good. Something good's going to come out of it. Amen. I will say the God's not the author of everything that happens here. Amen. These acts of tragedy that's going to happen because we're human. Amen? God's not the author. He's not responsible for all the tragedies, the calamities in our lives. Amen? We're free moral agents. So I got to think about this. God's not a puppeteer. He don't have us on strings and He don't dance us out down the road and kind of hang us out over the cliff, bump us on the rocks. Amen? Just like a puppeteer. A lot of times I think our thinking, that's what we think. Well, God's just a puppeteer and, He's just beating and banging back, racking me around, trying to do. Hey, yeah, I will say, that's not my God. That's not your God. Now, God's a God, praise God, that loves us and He cares for us. Amen. Whenever we hurt, praise God, I believe God hurts. Amen. Why? Because He loves me and you. He loved us enough that He gave His only begotten Son, the very best thing He had. Amen? He loves us. So when our life's out of control, when it seems like there's a lot of bumps in the road, seems like when things are hard, it's not God that's a bouncing us down through there. Praise God, we're free moral agents to make decisions. And praise God, God of glory's up there. He's watching us. He's got our best interest at heart. Amen? And our eternal destiny, praise God, is in His hands. Amen. Accidents come. Tragedies happen. But God's still on the throne. I got thinking about this today. I thought, glory to God. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because Jesus, remember when they called Him and they said, you need to come. Lazarus is dying. Jairus is sick. And Jesus tarried there a few days. And He finally went up. He got up there and they said, Oh Lord, if you'd only been here sooner, my brother might not have died. But He said, even though now, He said, whatever you say, it'll be. Amen. So He went over there and He seen all those folks a-weeping and lamenting for old Lazarus. He loved old Lazarus. They was weeping and crying. And the Bible says the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus, wept. Amen. Jesus wept. He had compassion. He had love. Praise God. He's seen the hurt. He's seen the anguish. Praise God. In the hearts, in the minds of these people. You think God sets up in heaven and He don't care about your feelings, don't care about how you act and how you react and what's happening in your life? God loves you and He cares about you. And I believe tonight whenever we hurt, I believe God hurts too. Amen? Whenever we ache, I believe God aches too. In Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible tells us that there's a Savior that's great and mighty, that loves us and cares for us. He's a great high priest. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, the Bible says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He said, He knows where we're hurting. He knows what hurting it feels like. He knows the pain, the anguish, the misery, the torment that we go through. He knows that. And He's there to relieve that. He's there to help that. Amen. Because He loves us and He cares for us. That's why He's there. He said, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. We know that God loves us. Amen. He cares. He said, we need to come with a boldness to receive the help that He's got us. Amen. When we need the help, we got to realize that God ain't there to beat us down, praise God. God's there to lift us up. Amen. God's there to bring us out, praise God. He said if He brought you up, glory to God, He'd bring you out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah said, I was in that miry pit, in the death-seeking miry pit. He said, praise God, God come along and said, He lifted me up, also out. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying God ain't treating you like a puppet, holding you over something, some great privilege. Praise God. He'll lift you up out of it, and He'll lift you up, and He'll lift you out. God is a delivering God tonight. We can trust Him, praise God. Amen. He's there to help us. Things happen. We don't always know. There was a great composer one time by the name of George Matheson. You ever heard of him? I read his biography of George Matheson. He was a great man. He's over in Scotland, and he was a brilliant young man, and he was knowledgeable. But he had problems with his eyes all his life. And when about the time that he went to go to the university, go to college, his eyesight went, it left him. He had a lot of wisdom. He had a lot of prospects for life. He was encouraged. He had some goals and some ambitions. He had a fiance that he couldn't wait to marry and spend his life with. But about the time he started college, his eyesight went. Amen? And he went stone blind and he couldn't see. And all of a sudden, it seemed like the whole world was crashing down upon him. His fiancée, she rejected him and cast him away. But George Matheson, he never gave up. He went ahead and he went to school blind. Amen. But he had somebody to help him. Amen. George Matheson had a sister. And that sister come alongside him. And she loved her brother. And she helped her brother. And she encouraged her brother. See, the old devil would have liked for him to give up. The old devil would like for him to quit. Amen. But glory be to God, he put somebody there with him that would encourage him a little along the way. George Matheson finished college, the university. When he finished college, praise God, he was ordained to preach the gospel. And he was one of the greatest preachers that Scotland ever knew. George Matheson, a blind man that couldn't see, but his sister would take him by the hand. She'd help him to the pulpit. She'd read his text to it. She'd read the Word of God, praise God. And he'd get up and expound upon it with the power and the unction of a holy God. Amen. George Matheson was a great man, a great preacher, a great revivalist. There come a time in George's life that he was there. In his own words, he said, it was a dark time in my life. He said, I come a time and all the family come in, and his sister had come and she was preparing for her wedding. When she was there getting ready, he said, I was sitting there, all the folks had come in, and I was sitting there by myself, and all of a sudden the darkness just overshadowed me. He said it was from the innermost part of me, just the darkness that overshadowed me, tried to control me, tried to bring me down. But praise God, he was something. He said, was something outside. Praise God, it was a whole lot bigger than that was inside. It came upon me. It touched my heart. It touched my life. And it put new life in my words. And George Matheson sat down and he penned a song. I pulled that up today and copied it out and so I could read you the words that George Matheson would write that night when he was in his agony. The song that he wrote is, "O Love, Thou Wilt Not Let Me Go." Amen. That was the word. That was the title of his song. Very popular song. It's sung by a lot of churches. And it goes like this. I'm not going to try to sing it. I'm going to just read it to you. This is, "O Love, Thou Wilt Not Let Me Go. I rest my weary soul in Thee. I give Thee back the life I owe. That is Thine ocean's depths, its flow may richer, fuller be. O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to Thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in Thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fairer be." I'm talking about a man who's blind and never really seen the light of day. But praise God, he said, "There's something that's light down in my soul, praise God." I will say, it don't matter how dark the day, there's a light of God that'll shine in your soul. Amen. He goes on in the third verse, he says, "O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to Thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain. That morn shall tearless be." The last verse goes like this. He said, "O cross that liftest up my head, I dare not ask to fly from Thee. I lay in dust, life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be." Amen. He said, I sat there and I wrote that down. He said, in less than 5 minutes. He said, I've never been an author or a poet, but he said, I sat down in 5 minutes and it was in it. He said, it wasn't in me. He said, there was no thinking, but he said, this came out. Praise God. Why? Because if there's something inside of us, glory be to God, it'll come out. Amen. It don't matter. And if your bottoms fell out, glory be to God. If that light's are shining on the inside, it'll illuminate your soul. Amen. Praise God. He said, there was something shining inside me and it began to come out. It was something so bright, praise God. Amen. And he pinned it down and he said, it wasn't until afterwards he realized just exactly what he had wrote down. He had wrote down the very feelings, the very fiber of his inner being. Amen. A heart song, if you will. Praise the Lord. He began to pin her down. But he sees tragedy comes. Even to him, tragedy came. But praise God, the light that was shining in him was far greater than the tragedy. We've seen a lot of tragedy just in the life, a little bit here. You turn on the news and you see tragedy every day. Amen? Seen tragedy today. They're talking about a little boy and that had been there at the 4th of July and they were doing fireworks and somehow or another the firework had went away and it blowed up in his little face and you see a mother sitting at the side of that little bed with that little 7-8-year-old boy who's blind in both eyes and can't see what's going on. Tragedy had come and praise God she's sitting there with that little fella by the hand wondering why in the world something like this could happen. Amen. You see a great athlete, had great prospects, looking for a scholarship, looking for an athletic scholarship, looking to have the everything he ever wanted in his life given to him. And he goes down, takes a swim, and a shark comes up and takes off most of his leg. Amen. Bites his leg off. Now he's an amputee. That leg's gone. Amen. A tragedy come. There's a little mother. Little mother got three little youngins, Brother Jeff. The oldest one's 11 years old. And she finds out just a few days ago that she's got terminal cancer and that she's not going to make it. She's going to go out of here. Amen. This tragedy has come. You say, preacher, this is a sad message. I won't say, no, it ain't. Not if you're a child of God, praise God. Listen, tragedy's going to come. Hardships will fall, but praise God. He's a God of glory that loves us and cares for us. Amen. We see all these things happening around us. We see the things taking place all around us. But we see a great big God. said 4th of July, they was a little girl. I think she's 7 or 11. And said that they had Christmas in July for this little old girl. Amen. Had Christmas in July. Because said she wouldn't be alive, wouldn't be here in December. Tragedies moved in, praise God. What do you do, preacher? Say, why does things like this happen? Because that's just the way life is. Tragedies take place, accidents happen. But I want to say, God is still God. Amen. Amen. No matter what happens, no matter how we go out of here in this life, praise God, God's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still able to hear and answer prayer. He's still able to minister to people. Praise God, He's still able to minister for us when tragedies come. You say, well, preacher, it must be God's will. Or we say, well, God's will be done. You know, His will. Amen. When you're in that valley of the shadow of a doubt that He talks about here, when that darkness is overshadowing you, when that darkness is coming upon you, He said, well, preacher, that must just be the will of God. Amen. Now, let me tell you what. You know what the will of God is? The will of God is how we act and how we behave, praise God, when these things take place. Amen. The will of God is how we act and how we counteract, praise God, with this world and with the situations. Amen. When these tragedies take place, they will happen. Amen. But there's a great big God, and when these tragedies happen, when that little mama's a-sitting by that little old boy with his blinded eyes, a-holding his hand, and a-weeping and a-crying, I believe God Almighty is sitting in glory, a-weeping and a-crying with her. Amen. He sees her pain. When that mama and that daddy had had high expectations for that young man, and now his leg's gone, they say, oh God, why? They don't understand. They're crying, they're weeping. Oh Lord, our boy's maimed. But praise God, they said, God of glory, He's a weeping with them. Amen. He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows our weakness, our lack of strength. Amen. He's a weeping like, just like we're weeping. That little old mother with those three little children. Amen. Realize just a little while she's going to be gone and she's going to leave them behind. Now don't know what's going to happen. They won't know what will become of them. It's anxious and scared and wonders. But praise God, there's a great big God that's there with her. He said, you know what? He said, I'll take care of them little ones. Amen. That little girl, praise God, it's there. Amen. Just full of life. You wouldn't think there was anything wrong with her. It wasn't for her. It wasn't for the baldness of her head. And the parents are wondering about their cry. Oh God, this is it. This might be the last celebration we ever get to. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about when you get together with your loved ones that it might be the last time? We gather together over at the decoration, at the Rice decoration this year. And I got to looking around her. I thought, you know what? Next year they may be some of them that's not here. They may be gone. Amen. Tragedy may come. Accidents might happen. Amen. But see, we can't hold God responsible for tragedies, for accidents. Amen. Oh, we just got to lift these up. We got to just realize, praise God, we just keep praising Him. Amen. Giving Him the glory for what He's done. Because we see what's taking place. Amen. God, in the hearts and the minds of people, and we realize it's how we react to these things that makes the difference. How we respond. It's how God can help us, how He can use us. The psalmist says is in Psalm 121. He says, 121 verses 1 and 2, he said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Amen. He said, hey, these things are coming. These things around, tragedies, accidents happen all around. But praise God, he said, I'm not going to let that get me down. See, he could have been like Job's wife. He could have been like Job's wife. He could have said, hey, why don't you just curse God and die? Why don't you just become disgruntled? Why don't you become dysfunctional? Why don't you just curse God and die? That's what Job's wife said. And Job said, you talk like one of the foolish women. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, I'm not going to hold God to account. Amen. Things happen. Amen. They happen. But praise God, God loves us. He's watching down. He's protecting. He's watching over us. He's keeping us. Amen. It's that glorious day of His appearing. The psalmist said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills which come my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The psalmist says, hey, you know what? Everything's falling down. It's looking dismal. But he said, praise God, God's still on the throne. Amen. You know, we say that all the time. God's still, like He's ever going to step down. Amen. Yeah, God's always going to be on the throne. God's never going to relinquish not one iota His power. Amen. His omnipotence, praise God, will reign forever, praise God, from the throne of grace. God won't relinquish His power, but His power will always be there. And it's how we respond when we come to these things. When the bottom falls out, how we respond, praise God, is what makes a difference. It's what tells on us. Amen. It's what tells us. When the bottom falls out, when things going bad, praise God, how we react. Amen. Amen. I thought about this today when I think about Brother Robert. Miss Geraldine's mother got choked one time. Huh? She got choked one time and she couldn't breathe. And they said, Robert just fell down with the praying. Jeff got her, give her the Heimlich maneuver, you know, saved her life. And Robert got down, he just done what he knew, what knew to do, praise God. He began to pray. They come out and she was okay. And she said, well, thank you, Robert. Amen. Never said nothing to Brother Jeff. Amen. Amen. But pray God. Hey, you know why? Because the good God of glory. Amen. Amen. Prayer works. Changes things. What? It's when we know what to do, praise God, because what's in us. How we react is because, amen, when it's all said and done. When God's will is done, it's done in what's left in us. When the bottoms fell out, praise God, and everything around us is scattered abroad, praise God, it's what's left in us that makes the difference. And it's Christ Jesus, that hope of glory, amen, that supersedes everything else. We have the power, we have His might. We have His omnipotent hand, His power on our side to lift us out of this. Amen. In other words, when the storms is a-raging, the seas is billowing, the waves is a-lapping over, it seems like we're going to go under, praise God. And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in the storm. We get to looking at the storm like Peter did, and we begin to sink. We get to thinking about the waves. We see the winds a-blowing, and we see the waves a-crashing, and the boat a-listing, praise God, and we begin to get afraid. And we struggle in the sea. Well, see, what we need to do is realize, praise God, the situation. And we need to be seeking a firm foundation. You see, instead of being out there in the sea tossed to and fro by the storms and by the winds and by the seas, amen, what we need to do is find a firm foundation, kind of like an old lighthouse. Amen. A lighthouse that's firmly planted upon a rock. Amen. That's lights brightly shining. Glory be to God for everybody around there to see so that they can come in out of the storm. Amen. Praise the Lord. When the bottom falls out, praise God, we need to be a lighthouse. We need to be a light that'll shine so that others, praise God, that's lost in the storm, praise God, those that's dissuaded, those that's discouraged, can come in out of the storm. They can realize a place of safety. Amen. They realize there's a place, a firm foundation, praise God, where they can get. Amen. You climb up in the top of them lighthouses. I mean, they're way up there and that light's a shining. Glory be to God. And for miles around, you see that light. Amen. Glory be to God. Whenever the bottom's falling out, we ought to be that firm foundation. We ought to be that lighthouse. Praise God. We ought to be that one that they can see shining out in the distance. Amen. That firm foundation rooted in the things of God, realizing and recognizing God's blessed hope for us. He says, whenever these things is falling apart, the enemy's present. Verse 6, he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. He said, why is that? He said, it's because of a firm foundation. Amen. He said, I have that hope because of a firm foundation that God has put me on. Praise when the storms is raging. Amen. Just think within yourself. Say, you know what? The storms are raging. It's getting rough. But praise God, I'm a lighthouse. Amen. The storms are raging. You know, the amazing thing about lighthouses, we went to Florida a couple times. We go visit them lighthouses. You see them? The amazing thing about they're great big, and they're big on the bottom, and they're tapered up, and they're round. Amen. There's no corners on them. So the winds and the waves and things, it just goes around them. Amen? Praise God, that's what it is. Hey, and that's what it ought to be, just be a lighthouse, praise God. And just be that God will just go around. That He'll just encircle, praise God, and the light will just keep shining. Praise the Lord. That firm foundation that we build upon. See, that lighthouse is put on a firm foundation. They dig down, they get down into solid bedrock, they pour footers, they put steel, and they build them things upon a solid foundation. I think I thought about that as I was thinking about George Keith. He wrote a song about that, about how firm a foundation. And man, I got to think about that today, and I got my old songbook out. And have you ever listened to the words of that song? My goodness, if we could just take it to heart, it would bless our soul. I wish I could sing it. He says, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He hath said, ye who unto Jesus for refuge have fled, in every condition, in sickness and health, in poverty's veil, or abounding in wealth, at home or abroad, on the land, on the sea, as thy days may demand, shall thy strength ever be. Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed. I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand." He said, he goes on and says, "In down to old ages, all my people shall prove my constant, eternal, unchangeable love. And when hoary hairs shall their temples adorn, like lambs they shall still in my bosom be born." In verse 5, he says, "The soul that on Jesus doth lean to for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never forsake." Glory be to God. A firm foundation. How firm a foundation we have. Praise God, when the bottom's falling out and you say it may be bad all around, God, but you're still good and you're still God. Amen. That firm foundation that we build on, no matter what happens, age or old or hardships or tribe or tragedies or accidents, praise God, no matter what happens, when the bottom falls out, praise God, I want to say He's still God. Amen. He is still God. He's still Lord Jesus Christ. He still loves you and cares for you. He's there to help you and to nurture you. Amen. Still there to give us that encouragement, even when the bottom falls out. He said, "He's that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Amen. He said, God ain't going to desert you, but He's going to be there with you all the days of your life. And He said, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. He said, when it's all said and done, when the bottom falls out, or if the times is good, pray God said, He's still God. Amen. He's still God. He still cares about you. Don't you ever think that God don't care about you. Don't you ever think that God's not thinking about you. He's got your best interest at heart. Amen. When things happen in this world, hey, listen, you say, "Well, preacher, what if I get in an accident and I get killed? Does God love me? Let that happen to me?" Praise God, that's just graduation day. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, what if I get cancer and I lose my mind and I die?" Just graduation day. Amen. It ain't God don't love you, praise God. He just said, "Okay, I'll just pluck out and take it home." Amen. It don't matter. Hey, listen, the storms is going to rage. It's going to get worse. He said it's going to wax worse and worse before the end. But praise God, while it's getting bad, while things look rough, Lord be to God, we just got to trust, Lord. We got to get that firm foundation, Lord Jesus Christ. And when storms hit us, praise God, just say, "Okay, Lord, I'm glad you're here with me. How are we going to endure this? Lord, how are we going to come out of here so we can shine, so that you can receive the glory?" Amen. Out of everything that happens, God's like that lighthouse on that solid foundation. That's when it's all said and done and the storms are settled out and God just sweeps through and says, "Peace be still." Amen. peace be still, and the storms, the seas lay down, and there's a perfect calmness again. Amen. Till that next one comes along. It's kind of like them El Niños. They say we're going to get another one of them. Say it's building up. But before the next one comes, praise God, that peace that we have, that passes understanding. People said, don't you realize? They said today the economy is, did you listen to the economy is crashing all around us? Greek's falling. China's are going crazy. I mean, everybody's, the economy's just, it's bottoming out. Everybody's going, what are we going to do? He said, the righteous shall not be forsaken and his seed will not beg bread. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put my faith and my trust in my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to try my best to get my garden and get it up and get in a freezer, praise God, and have some groceries, and I'm just going to praise God. Amen. Why I'm waiting on Him to come. Amen. Because it's going to get bad. Praise God. The bottom's going to fall out. If your bottom ain't fell out, it's probably getting ready to. Amen. It may seem like you may have just got the bottom back in your chariot. But amen, it may be it not be long before it falls out again. But praise God, listen, when it does, let's just give God the glory. I know people that something will happen. I know some folks that's lost loved ones and they blame God. So God, you know, but see, God's God of love. God cares about you. He knows that your heart's broken. We don't understand all that happens, but we know accidents happen. And we know that's why it's important to be a child of God, to be saved and know it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do I know it? Because we know that we trust the Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and His resurrection, that He died for me. Amen. Believe it, confess it with their mouth that Jesus Christ, praise God, He's alive in my soul. Amen. That way when the bottom falls out, glory be to God, you're standing on, that bottom may be gone, but praise God, while all the rest of them's hanging on side, struggling for dear life, amen, you can stand on a firm foundation. Says, you know what, it's going to be all right. God's got this too. Amen. Amen. We need to know that tonight. We need to realize when the bottom falls out, where will we be? We'll be on firm foundation, I hope, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Trusting in Him. Amen. That He'll overcome. He'll deliver us from our enemies. He'll keep us safe. Praise the Lord. Our greatest enemy is death. Amen. The greatest enemy we face, that's the biggest enemy we face, death. And death don't have no hold on me. Amen. I've been made death proof. You say, preacher, one day if that door tears, you'll die. Amen. This old body will lay down. I'll give up the ghost. Amen. Praise God. But body should be absent from body, be present with the Lord. Amen. Ecclesiastes 12:7 says that when this body goes back to the dust, that my spirit goes to be with God, give it. Amen. He's going to just say, here, let me have that back. He's that part belongs to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm just going to go on to be with Him. Amen. When the bottom falls out, praise God. He said, I know what's going to take place. I'm just going to be in God's hands. He's going to take care of us when the bottom. What's going to happen to you when your bottom falls out? When your bottom falls out, who do you have your trust in? Who do you have faith in? You got faith that says, well, I got faith in my bank. Boy, you're in a mess. God help. You said, preacher, I got my faith in my president. Government's going to take care of me. Yeah. Bless your heart. We need to have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Jesus said, and everything else, He said, shall be given unto thee. All the things you had need to sustain life, God says, I'll take care of. He said, you'll seek me first. You know, I was thinking today, and I was talking to my mother. I'm going to say this, and I'll hush. I was talking to my mother, and I knew my grandpa young. I mean, I lived with him most of my life, ever since I was a little big fella. When school was out, even when we lived in West Virginia, I come down here and I stayed with him from the Saturday after school was out till the Saturday before school started back. They'd come get me, haul me back up there and throw me back in school. And I practically lived with him, and I got the one day, he even when I was a little fella, he never got up and went to, a job, a work. And I asked my mother, mother said, what did grandpa do? She said, what do you mean what did? I said, what do you do for a living? She said, he was in his younger day, he was a sharecropper. See, word, hard work. And said then later on in his life said he worked in a chicken house and he took care of chicken houses on a percentage. More hard work. And then later on said he said that all he ever did, he basically just a farmer. But you know, I was thinking the other day, I was up there tilling the garden, and that big old oak tree out there by the house where my prayer place is. I got out there and I got to think, you know, my little granddaddy, me and him would sit there, and he was one of these people, when he'd get happy, he'd cry. He'd sit there with tears running down his face, with a handkerchief wiping him tears. Talking about how things in life and how things had hit and how the depression come and how, he said, you know what? But he said, we didn't know that there was a depression. And he said, you know what? I remember as a little family him telling me this. He said, you know why we didn't know there's depression? I said, no, Granddad, why? He said, because God had us. He said, God was taking care of us. And he said, we never lacked for nothing. Amen. He said, we just come right up through. When the bottom fell out, praise God. He said, God was, what does he say? God was still God. Amen. Praise God. To those that are looking to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. When the bottom falls out, the bottom's going to fall out. Amen. Who are we going to be looking to? See, that's the important question tonight. When the bottom falls out, who are you going to be looking to? We better be having our eyes on the Lord. Amen. Because it's going to be the only hope and only chance that we have when the bottom falls out.